Long-lost paintings and drawings by a noted local artist are part of a new gallery exhibit. 90.5 WESA's Bill O'Driscoll has the story of newly discovered works by the late Irma Freeman.
Irma Freeman was born in Germany. She was my grandmother. She was born in 1903, and she died in 1994.
That's artist and educator Sheila Ali. She grew up in Shadyside. The family didn't have much money, but it bonded through art.
We all drew and sketched around as a family with my grandmother, with each other, or wherever we went.
Ali and her siblings adored their grandmother, a prolific self-taught artist.
I mean, when I think about the way she was when she was in her 90s, she painted from morning till night.
In 2009, Ali founded an art center in Friendship and named it for her grandmother, the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination.
She was one of the most inspired people I've ever met.
Freeman actually made most of her paintings after age 70 and showed them publicly only after turning 80. When she died, nearly 25 years ago, she left behind some 500 colorful, lively landscapes, portraits, and still lifes, ranging from straightforward to more impressionistic. Freeman's work isn't much known outside Pittsburgh, but she has her fans.
When you see an Irma Freeman, you'll say, that's her style.
Pat McCardle is a Pittsburgh-based collector.
When you see the figurative work and these colorations that she uses, it's unique to her.
Sheila Ali, Freeman's granddaughter, archives the paintings. But in May, she learned she didn't have all of them.
This lady wrote me an email. She found a bunch of stuff. She said it was either in the trash or in her basement, and it had Ruth Freeman and Irma Freeman's name on it.
Ruth Freeman is Irma's daughter, herself an artist, age 78. And so one day in July, Ruth and Ali piled into Ali's car in Shadyside, joined by Ali's brother, Robbie Ali. They headed for a Bloomfield address.
Just let's see how it goes. We have no clear idea of what we will find.
Their destination was minutes away.
The hidden treasure.
They arrived at a small apartment building.
Come on in.
Hi, I'm Ruth.
Hi, straight ahead.
Donna Palermo moved into the South Aiken Street apartment in January. One rainy day in May, she walked by the building's trash pickup and saw a pile of artworks on paper.
This was the one that really caught my eye because these were all kind of stuck together and not in a bag or anything. So I brought it and I'm like, wow, that's really close.
What was close was the address written on the back of one artwork on Ellsworth Avenue, a building where Ruth Freeman once lived. Palermo went online, searched Irma Freeman, and found the Irma Freeman Center.
That's really nice of you.
I'm not looking for anything out of it. It's something that I felt should get back to the family.
A stack of unframed paintings and drawings sits on Palermo's kitchen table. The room smells a little musty as the family sifts through the papers.
Yeah, these are real old.
Let's take a look at this.
That's real old. This is from Carnegie Mellon when I went to school there.
Ruth Freeman graduated from Peabody High School in 1957, then studied art at Carnegie Tech, later Carnegie Mellon University. Irma, her mother, sometimes sat in on her classes. Most of the works here are Ruth's, but suddenly they find a colorful pastel portrait of a seated woman.
Wait a second, this looks like an Irma.
Yeah, that's hers. That's definitely hers.
Oh, there's her signature and a date.
Yeah, I know.
64.
Let me take a picture.
1964.
In all, Palermo rescued 50 works from the trash. The oldest was a teenage Ruth's urban landscape of the old East Liberty Sears department store from 1957. Still, there's a mystery.
I don't understand how they got in the trash.
The building's landlord says the artworks were in the basement when he bought it in a tax sale in 1997. He says the art was thrown out by accident. Sheila Ali thinks Ruth left the artworks behind at a different apartment in the 80s and that they migrated here with an old roommate. Another question remained.
We have this big pile of art now. What are we going to do with it?
Sheila's brother had an idea.
Sheila, what do you think about doing an exhibit of just these? Wouldn't that be cool?
Something like that is happening. The exhibit Impressions and Found Work features paintings by Irma Freeman, including six rediscovered works at the Irma Freeman Center. I'm Bill O'Driscoll, 90.5 WESA News.
The show opens with a reception Friday, a week before what would have been Irma Freeman's 115th birthday.